want to be magdim. An avade, you know, ich bin nicht kein Poisek und nicht kein Rov. An avade bin a sache choshe besachen. And I don't mean against no one, and you know, everyone means l'shem shomayim for sure. I just want a little bit to go duch ha'inyan that some things are not known and some things are known. It was different letters from Shlomo Zalman. Some came out in different ways from the original ones. And I will try a little bit to be masbir the way I understand it and the way I heard it from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Sibavust in the world they try to help people. Someone faints, they come yad, they help. Someone gets a heart attack, they come, they try to help. And the shaila is, for sure, this is a pikuach nefesh. You're allowed to go to save. This is for sure, they're allowed to go, they're allowed to save. And even if a suffix, they're allowed to save. That's the halacha. They're allowed to save is a mitzvah. And this is not a shaila. Even a suffix, pikuach nefesh, they're allowed to go. A slight litzat. The shaila starts, they went, they saved the person. They finished to save the person. Now the shaila is, they're allowed to go back home. Pikuach nefesh is matir chilul Shabbos. But after they saved the person, there's no chilul Shabbos anymore. So if there's no chilul Shabbos, l'chura, they have to stay in the place that they got to. As a Gemara in Eruvin, Mem Daled Amud Beis, Mishe Yotzo Birshus, Ve'omru Loi Kvar Nase Maise, Kvar Nase Maise, Yenem was saved, or the Yenem died, Yesh Loi Alpaim Amo Lechol Ruach, Kol Ayoitzim Lehatzim Choyzrim Limekoimo, Frag the Gemara, Kol Ayoitzim Lehatzim Choyzrim Limekoimo, Mitzad Echol Shteit Alpaim Amo, So, Me'ikar Adin, as I cooked toast when you learn the sugya, that you're allowed to maybe go back to your place, maybe go back Alpaim Amo, but you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos Dei Reise. You're not allowed to Mechal Shabbos Dei Reise. The Gemara says, I stayed in Breise that you're allowed to take back their guns, and that's Mechal Shabbos Dei Reise. The Gemara says, Mishum Maise Shehoyo, once they went to fight with the Goyim, they finished the fight with the goyim. They didn't want to take back the guns, so they put all the guns in a machzan. The goyim came, took all the guns, and killed them. So Chazal said not to leave the guns. Now, Reb Moshe Feinstein, when Hatzolah in America started, I think Hatzolah started in America before Eretz Yisrael even, and Hatzolah started in America, they came to Reb Moshe Feinstein, and they asked him the shaila. They go to the hospital to save. They're allowed to go back in Shabbos or not. So in Igris Moshe, in Chelek Dalet Simen Pei, he brings down the shaila. Hine midbar shenisagdu b'New York, Brooklyn, Chevra Satzole. He's a ganze ariches. And Reb Moshe Feinstein Paskins, the Gemara says, Why we let him to go back? Because if you don't let him to go back, next time they will not go. Melech Moshe Feinstein is matir even a melocha deraisa to go back in a car. If you can't find a goy to take you back, you're allowed to go back in a car if you went to a call of Hatzolah. As I remember, I heard from Rav Greenstein, he was by the Butzitziner Rav, when they became to him from Hatzolah. And he said, you're allowed to go back. You're allowed to go back and you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos Seifa Mishum Tchilasa. This is the psak from Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Mincha Shloima Simen Ches, Simen Zayin, in Shulvi. Sorry, Simen Ches. The tshuva is beinyan roifa shenikro lechoy lemesuken imotor lachzor lebeisa al yedei chilul Shabbos. It's like a little star before the tshuva starts and sends you to the bottom of the page. In the bottom of the page it says in the following words. Miktsas advori ma'amurikan muvoyim basimen hakoydem. Achei ois venitpas basefer hachoshuv והמפורסום יגרס מוישה חלק ד' אור החיים פסק הלוכה בעניין זה מהי גויין וצדיק מפורסום הקדוש ברוך הוא יארך יום ובשנוי סוף בתוי ונעימים והדבורים נויגים למלוכה די רייסה אבל סיכון טייס אז מדמי כמחלשה בסדי רייסה הנה לי מפרסם מים ארזה זאת אומרת, זה חילושה בסדי רייסה לאחר שהגויין הנעל נוסם נרשוס קיבלת מוישה היתר to write a tshuva against it, that it's mamash chil Shabbos deraisa, what Rav Moshe says to do. Rav Shlomo Zalman goes stark, that it's mamash chil Shabbos deraisa, she'en kedugmosoi, and every person that works in that Torah and goes back, is a mechal Shabbos. Mechal Shabbos, you can't touch his wine, alala, it's mechal Shabbos. It's mechal Shabbos. אז זה דחצה רבל יאשי ורב אוזנר וחזניש, אלם נמצא חוץ, זה מחל שבס די רייסה. היי, תראו סייפה משום תחילה עושה. Maybe in a מלוכה דה רבונה. Alright, I'll read the end of the tshuva. First, in the middle. אקן הדוב הפושט שלו, תראו מלוכה דה רייסה, אלא לעיר כלי זיים. אבל ברויפה שנקרא בשבס, לכוי לבין חכוב ולילד, אף פי שיש שם הפיים לכל עמו, מכל מקוים, עושו, חוץ מתחום שבס. ואף שלצערנו יש הרבה רויפים קלידס that by them you tell them if you don't let them to come back next time they will not go so don't mention that they if Atzolot doesn't let them to go back they don't work in Atzolot they make conditions they don't really do Lashem Shomayim people do Lashem Shomayim will never say we will stop to be in Atzolot if we can't go back if you're not Lashem Shomayim you stop like to enjoy the run if you have such a chance to say such a word no if I can't come back I'm not going. If it's so important for you to save a person, how you can say, but if every Shabbos, my wife will not let me. Well, you're going for a Tzolos Nefosh, it's a bit of fun. If you're going for a Tzolos Nefosh, what do you mean your wife will not let you? I like it. But Rav Shlomo Zalman calls them Kale Adas. He said, L'tzareinu harbe roifim Kale Adas. If they can't go back, they'll stop, they'll quit from a Tzolos. Kale Adas, what's my time? Shechshudim li'molam ilahatzil nefesh, if they can't come back. Ein bekercheinu lehatam mishum kach yisurei teire. אבל זה מחל שבס דה רייסה, בקודם יזכר להדס. רק מוצאינו בחסם ספר, דן היטר לחזר לרויפה with a car, with a goy. ואף שאני יודעתי גם זה צורך חיום. Even this is צורך חיום. He says, no, מתה הגולה with a goy, אפשר. שאי אבוס בתחומים. So they say to go with a car over a sort of fucking. You lay on the top chair, so it's not a problem. On the ambulance. And he says, maybe, dear, it was so hard, it was nowhere to stay, but here a doctor could stay in the hospital and work the whole Shabbos. And well, he wants to be in his house. Even a Chassan Sefer would ask. Alken al kulponim nire beze, that for the Rabbonans you could be maker. Aba nishva de reise. Ad karim shlom azam al ayabach. So lemaise, gdoy le'eretz Yisrael u'machria, that it's a shalif u'chul Shabbos de reise. The men in Eretz Yisrael, not saying now as Epis and Kira Sefer with Rabbos, I'm not going into Protim, but Ba'oif and Kloli, the Psak was Niskabel in Eretz Yisrael, that you're not allowed to go back, and if you go back, you're a Shailef on the Mechal Shabbos Dei Reise. Lekol Ma Shemishtamea. So Gnoch Amol, Agoyen Agodol, Atzadik, Rav Moshe Feinstein, holds that it's Mutter, but he lets Rav Shlomo Zalman to write the Shalaf a letter as his Dei Reise. Till here it's okay. And Shnas Tov Shin Nun Beis, 12 years ago, they opened, the Maaseh, it was I think 15 years ago, or 16 years ago, it started I think when the Boston Rebbe once got a heart attack, Epes Hazeh, in Narnof, and they waited I think 15 minutes till the ambulance came, and he was Miyasad in Narnof, organization that is called the Chovesh. It's like a branch of Atzoleh, but it works. It's a separate Tanami Aza. They have as a separate Koyches, but Atzoleh became a Halach. And then they came to the Gdolim to get Halachas what to do. And was two Rabbanim in the neighborhood there, Choshe Rabbanim, Mechaber Sfar, that they went to Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach. And they got a letter from Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach. And they asked them all different questions. And the first question was, the ambulance, a Chovesh has ambulance. Now I think they have their own two ambulances. Then they owned one, maybe now they own three already. That it went with a sick person to the hospital. The shaila is, it's allowed to come back to the neighborhood for in Shabbos or not. The ambulance from the neighborhood went from Har Nof, the end of Yerushalayim, that side. It went to the hospital, to Hadassah, Shaare Tzedek, and they're allowed to go back in the ambulance or not. And the question is divided to two. I'm reading what they write down. I didn't make copies of it because Shlomo Zalman didn't like this letter. In a minute, I'll explain. And the question is divided to two. Aleph. Come inside. Aleph, they asked Shlomo Zalman, why a Chovesh and Arnof have an ambulance? Because they tell you sometimes till the ambulance of Mogen David Odoim comes, takes 10 minutes, and most of the cases when you get a heart attack or all the vizachim, the first 10 minutes to get to the hospital are the most choshev minutes to get to the hospital, as Eidos. So now if the ambulance will stay in the hospital, Lamazogin, someone got a heart attack Friday night. Now if the ambulance stays in Shaare Tzedek, the next person that gets the heart attack in Shabbos afternoon has to wait for another half an hour. So it's pikuach nefesh to have the ambulance in the neighborhood. So maybe it's them to let the ambulance to come back. The answer was, ken, you're allowed to. Question base. Shchiach, ze shchiach. Why they made this thing? Because vaistois, it happens. You know what they do? They have so much people on call, right? All these people go out the whole time. Why? Vaistois, it happens. They made statistic that they get pikuach nefesh dike calls, 12 calls on Shabbos pikuach nefesh and Arnof. Okay, if we have time, I argued about the statistic. So I'm asking with them, I asked to see all the cases. The doctors, they write as a file. And all of them were pikuach nefesh, chveis, babies, heart attacks. I asked them, all these 12 cases, if you would not come with the ambulance, don't forget that they also run over, they have a ton of people all over. Some of them run with their feet also. How much would die without the ambulance? This you have to make statistic. Some died anyway also in these 12 cases. But I mean, you have to make statistic if the people that were saved because the ambulance was in the neighborhood. It's not supposed that they write that it's 12 statistic. But I mean, let me get Israel to feed their statistic. This is what they tied it. Shuzam and told them they're allowed to go. Base. Also that's all the people. Because maybe it's no meloch already inside the car, but we'll get to it in a second. You're right. Shaila base, if you're allowed to come back, mitzad hitiru soifo mishum tchilose. Why? Because if not, this whole atzolah thing will break, because people are not masking to come. Kale adas, we call them. That they only work if they can come back. Only want to save people or not. You only save if it's convenient. I don't know what Gan Eden you get for only saving if it's convenient. It's not a toss in the fashion. It's not, you like to be chaver and as a levitic organization. But if you're masking for a toss in the fashion, you don't make such cheshbonos. But the written of Shlomo Zalman, the fact is they went around and they asked all the people and they told them the ma'aser that they're planning to quit out if a chovesh if they don't let to go back. You're allowed to or not? So he written down, you're allowed to. Hoil v'yefshar l'day nochri. This is the Ksaviyat from Rav Shlomo Zalman. The Shmira Shabbos, I was looking in the morning, I was rushing to Yeshiva, I couldn't find this, I called Achobesh himself to get from their file. I have in my house, I got from the Shmira Shabbos that he ran with this paper to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and he told him how you could write Mutter. You write Asul. And Rav Shlomo Zalman crossed it with an X and written Asul under it. This didn't get to them, they only got this one. But we have the one that Rav Shlomo Zalman made an X on it, and it says Asul. But I will explain in a second. Shlomo Zalman explained first that he meant mutter because b'tziruf aleph, that he said it's pikuach nefesh to be in the neighborhood. But I didn't mean that it's mutter mitzadat. Second of all, if the mitzias is that it's pikuach nefesh, that is a shtot of kale adas, not come in top. Although we have to fight the kale adas. I didn't mean that it's mutter, but in a second I will explain. In a second we'll get back to it. And the Maisa, Miyad, after the Masa Umatan, came out a letter to Achovesh 2 years later, Parsha Sisroi. The letter written in Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso, Lechvoid Chavri Achovesh, Lefi Piske Aloche Bidvar Nesia Baambulans, Lefi Eroas Agoyim Shlom Zaman Oyerbach, Yesh Limtsoi, Beegdem Goy, Sheyuchal Ahachzer Es Ambulans Mebeis Acholi. Till you find the guy, you're allowed to bring back the ambulance to the beginning of the neighborhood because it's a chashash pikuach nefesh that you need the ambulance near the neighborhood. So the ambulance needs to be near there, but if Louis Tzur is no ambulance, if you went with a private car, there's no way to go back. But if you need the ambulance near the neighborhood, you're allowed to go back. So the Maaser of Shlomo Zalman Be'etzem was not matir to go back. Especially for sure, a private person that went with a call, Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't let him to go back, only with a guy. We'll go back to that in a second. And this is Be'etzem, the Iker HaPsak in Eretz Yisrael, Chavre HaTzole, no, they don't go back, they're not Michal Shabbos, they're and even you yourself, that you know that you're not Kala Hadass, you're for sure not allowed to go back. That's Mishkan Shaila. Yeah, if you're a Rav and people come to you and you take the Kale Adas, you have to be Michael. But you yourself, if you go back. So, till here it's Poshet. But again, we need the ambulance in the neighborhood. So you're allowed to bring back the ambulance to the neighborhood. Does it Poshet? And here came the main Shire that is Negev. We'll start. A person ordered an ambulance, he got a heart attack. He lived, I don't know if you know how Asol and ambulances work. I will take Arnof is a big neighborhood, it's 24,000 people, it's a big neighborhood. And Lamazogan is a street at Kablan, on top of the neighborhood. There's different streets in Arnof. Come on. There's different streets in Arnof. Now you have an ambulance. The person that every week, how it goes in Shabbos, one person gets in charge in Shabbos, he's in charge of the ambulance. This person lives in Rehova Kablab, the top of Arnof. He gets a call. Where's the call? In the bottom of Arnof, Rehov Chai Tai. He goes with his ambulance down, he gets to that person, Le'aleinu, he died. Happens. Now he's in Rehov Chai Tai. There's no hitiru sefer mishum tchilasa, you're not allowed to go back home. What do you tell me? Pikuach nefesh. What pikuach nefesh? We need an ambulance in our mouth. We don't know where is the next case. Fakir, the Malachimov is the virus in Chaitai. Better for the ambulance to stay in Chav Chaitai. Lishbuch achmoti, aber sikenzai. So what is your heter to go back to Akablan? What is your heter to go back to Akablan? What? So he will stay there. He will stay in the ambulance the whole Shabbos. What is the problem? He needs chant. This is the Nusach of Shlomo Zalman. Was that a chant? The same thing we said, you're allowed to bring back the ambulance to the neighborhood. Because if it's not in the neighborhood, it's pikuach nefesh. And Baya, you come to the neighborhood, near Pachad Yitzchok, you have to stop. You don't know where the next call. Maybe it'll be in the beginning of Arnof. The hospital there. maybe to go from there. Here, Reb Shlomo Zalman said, no, 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 no. You're allowed to go in. You had a call. You had a call. Again, you live in a Kablam. You got a call from Chai Tayeb. You ran down with your ambulance and the person died. You go into the car and you drive back home. And it's not a problem. Again, we said, is no yitiru soifa mishum tchilasa. If your person gets a call in a tzola and he has to go to the hospital in Manhattan, he's not allowed to go back. Tzachil Shabbos deraisa lefi Reb Shlomo Zalman. Only with a goy. Rabbi Yashiv Chaznish and Rabozna. Rabbi Moshe has a kula. We're not going into it in a moment. Here in Eretz Yisrael is niskabel the psak from Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach, Rabbi Yashiv Chaznish and Rabozna. That's a shayla for Chil Shabbos deraisa. But now we said it's a heter to bring back the ambulance to the neighborhood, because the neighborhood needs ambulances. But we're asking a different shayla. I came back to the neighborhood, and the ambulance is already parking in the top of the neighborhood. I need to know if I could go back to my house or not. So Reb Shlomo Zalman, you're allowed to. If you need a chant, you're allowed to. The Shmir Shabbos was very upset about that. And he went to Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach to complain. Reb Shlomo Zalman made also an X on that. I heard from Reb Shlomo Zalman why it's mutter. And why he was masking to do the X, even that he holds that it's mutter. And I want to explain to you the Holoch Yelech. And the Inyonim, I years didn't want to speak about it because it was too fresh. But now a little bit, things got a bit quieter. And Baruch Hashem, now HaChovesh has a goy. And even in the neighborhood, when there's a call, the guy hears the call, he follows the ambulance, and he brings back the ambulance to the house. He's in the neighborhood, he has a radio, he hears a call, a high time, he runs with his car to high time. So b'meile, we don't have a problem with that. So now that lemaise, we don't have a problem with that, we could take a shtelitzu and masbir, what is the holach yelech of the dvorim? What is the holach yelech of the dvorim? But to miyaseh this, we have to learn a pesa'inyan, two chidushim, and then we could go back to be masbir the setter. It's a halacha in unzere parsha that if a person sleeps in his house and he sees a robber, baba machteres, coming from the window, the halacha is you're allowed to shoot him and kill him. Roidef, ve'afilu b'shabbos. So dinu de gemara, as they pass in the Rambam. Why is a roidef? He only came to take 200 shekel. Why is a roidef? Chazoke in odo ma'amid atzme al mamoinoi. You will not let him to take the money. He will kill you because you will want to stop him. He will kill you. So b'meile, abo la'orgecho ashkem la'orgoi. Why to go into this whole argument to stop him? He will want to kill you and you will kill him. You kill him right away. Frektem shlomo zalman Oyerbach. What if they come around the yeshiva to collect 100 shekel to save a mishpocha that is going to die? You have to give 100 shekel? This person just needs 100 shekel. Let him to take the 100 shekel and to live. What is the hetter to kill him? Is the halacha yochel le'atzilei be'echod me'evorov, you mechuyev le'atzilei be'echod me'evorov. So what is the hetter to kill this gadol? What will the gadol money? 100 shekel. If you could save a person from 100 shekel, you do it? So let him to take. So what is the difference if you have to give it because he's taking? Well, you have to feel this gishmak to give it to him. Well, if he's poor, you give him 100 shekels. So now he's shayla living 100 shekels. What? This person also needs 100 shekels. I'll ask you a better shayla. Someone shooted him. He fell down. They take him to the hospital. No more roidev. Now they need 100 shekels to save him. You have to give? Avada you have to give. Person went in a car in Chavez, car accident. You don't give 100 shekels to save it? Chalor by fumas. You give 100 shekels to save it. What's the difference? So some people wanted to answer that it's a chazoke in Odom Oymed al Mamoinoi. It's a chazoke that you will jump. When you will see, in the beginning not, but slowly he will open this drawer and that drawer. Here he will take a million and here another. Chazoke in Odom Oymed al Mamoinoi and he will jump. But it's not so posh, this chazoke. Because first, the metzias we know, when a robber comes normally, we pull over the blanket and we hope that he will not see us. Everyone knows himself. What you daven, the first thing is a gadiv. Just, you know, let him down to see that I'm moving. So what is there, a chazak that you will jump? It's like a machlekes biur aloch in chayodom, if you have to say a goymel, if you had a galev in your house. And you didn't jump. Could be a tnoli in there. Aber pashas is no chazoke vadois. More than that, when Shlomo Zalman says, if this is the reason because it's a chazoke, he says, so, kum da is a chidush otzum. It's the first year I held as the helper of Shlomo Zalman. So you see a galev walking into someone's window. Be'etzem yochale atzila adei 100 shekel. Why did I mechuyif to give him the money? What do you say? Because it's a chazoke that you will not, in the middle of the way, you will change your mind, and then he will see that you're moving and he will kill you. So just kill him right away. So Shlomo Zalman says, if you're standing outside and you're seeing the galev come in, and you know that if you go in with him, the guy will not manage to get up, so help the galev to tie the guy down, but maybe you'll save the galev. The galev comes in. What roidef? You can stop him to be a roidef. Why is a roidef? Get him moves. You go in with him, tell him 1 second. I will be in charge of that room. You can carry out collecting the money. I'm a friend of his, don't worry. If he gets up, I'll keep him quiet. So Mele, now you can't kill him. You saved the Nefesh Achas Bisro.
It's a din in him.
Now he's a roidef. You could stop him to be a roidef. Yochol ha'atzilay v'echot me'avorov. I'm saying, if you're running after a person with a gun, and I could shoot you in the foot instead of your head, I'm a chuyuv or not? I'm a chuyuv to shoot you in your foot. I'm not allowed to shoot you in the head. Here's a roidef. It's an easy way to stop him. To put your hand on the other guy, now he will stop to be a roidef. You chuyuv to do it. There's no chuyuv to do it. So Rav Shach and Abi Ezri, Rav Shach had a sach teire, you know, it's not unsere misgeres. It's late. Shlomo Zalman gesagt, that in Rambam steht, midinei aganev shenargenu kshiyovi b'machteres. Das steht in Sefer HaMitzvus. The Rambam brings it down in Luchis Gnevi, not in Luchis Ritziche. Das ist bichlal nicht kein Emes Eroidev. Es ist midinei aganev, shiyashalem keivel, v'shenargenu, das ist agdome zu Meru Beaza. Midinei aganev, שנארגנו כשיום עם המחתרס. אפשר זמן אסת, ברזה אין שבס, אין עושים דין בשבס. So why אין שבס you allowed to kill him? מדין הגנב is matter you to מחר שבס? בעצם it's not a roidef. It's not a real roidef. You pull over the blanket. מדין הגנב he has a din roidef. This is the heter to kill him. But what is the heter to kill him in שבס? It's not בכוח נפש. Even if שח says, בעצם no robber wants to steal. If you stay under the blanket, nothing will happen. And nowadays, like in some countries, like I hear, it's nishta zeh. But, say that, in Brazil is nishta zeh, and in other countries. But, say that, in a chanam, but we read in our, no in Eretz Yisrael. Zot Reb Shlomo Zalman a chidush otzum, and he says like this. He heard from them, a poor mole, every time we learn psochim and yeshiva, every time Shlomo Zalman would stop in the middle of the sugis and say, oh, ich will sagen, do mein chidush. You, the person came into your house and he wants $100. You tell him, I don't want to give it to you. He tells you, I will kill you if you don't give it to me. So you tell him, I will kill you. The Hainu, Shlomo Zalman says like this. I'm walking in the street, Rechov Beis Yisrael. The guy takes out a gun and says, if you carry on going down to Shilitz, I will shoot you. You take out a gun, you kill him and you walk right there. I want to walk, you are right there. Ah, you don't have to walk, I want to walk. You want to ride with me if I walk. I'm killing you already now. I don't have to walk and then you will shoot me. I could shoot you. A lot of times people say, if you pass, I throw a stone on you. Throw on him a stone and go right there. That's what I have on Shlomo Zalman. Maybe you're kind of a mitzvah to kill a roidef. And it's not in your mouth to go. It's not in your mouth to go. Guy stands with a stick. You know, someone, if you pass here, you get a bang. Throw a stone on his head and go right there. And then I have on Shlomo Zalman. I asked him, Rebbe, can you tell me a Rebbe in 20 years? He said, Zog das, the Rabbi. Not only that, what would be if I eat chazir? Someone tells me, if you eat the chazir, I will kill you. I will kill you and I will eat the chazir. You don't tell me what to do. He says, often the Gemara. The Gemara Zog das say, Zimri was boy el Aramis. Pinchas was a Kanoi. Pinchas went to kill Zimri. The Gemara Zog in Sanhedrin, Kanoim Poigimboy. Kolaboy al Aramis, Kanoim Poigimboy. Zimri is, Pinchas is allowed to kill Zimri. Zad Gimor Achidush Otsu. Even Kanoim Poigimboy, if you are Kanoi, you're allowed to kill a boy al Aramis. Oh, but the boy al Aramis is allowed to kill you. He's not Mechuyev Misa, really. Kanoim Poigimboy, and this is the Mesirus Nefesh. That you're allowed to kill the Kanoi. Zad Gimor, Ilu Nepach Zimri, והרוגל לפינחוס לא יהיה לו נהרג עולף. Because פינחוס is a רגף. But that's the canoes. סחור לנו כנוס על הפינחוס קנוי. אבל that's the canoes. אבל you're allowed to kill him. אז רק תפרק לשייל, the הלוך of canoes פויגים בו is only בשעס ביה. If it's not בשעס ביה, you can't פוגע. זימרי, how you're allowed to kill פינחוס? If you leave קוסמי בצור, פינחוס will leave you. So you have a way to stop Pinchas. He's not trying to kill you. He tells you, only if you with Kozvi, I will kill you. Leave Kozvi, he will leave you. I want to be with Kozvi. You want to kill me, I will kill you. So even in the Dvar Aveiras, like Rishon Zalman, I'm allowed to do the Dvar Aveiras, meine Cheshbonos, meine Aveiras. But if you want to kill me, I will kill you. And I think he passed Rishon Zalman to Halacha. And Mincha Shleime, afraid of the Makashe, from the Mogen Avraham, in Hilchei Shabbos, it's a Shver Mogen Avraham in Hilchei Shabbos, in Simen Shin Choftes, Sif Zayin, it's kimat mefurish lehed yenisht azay, and the Mishneh Bura Dalton, medavis in pshat, aber, I will hear it myself from Shlomo Zalman years after, he said, it's a Shver for the Mogen Avraham, but it was mashmal of Shlomo Zalman was naked leikra aloche that you're allowed to kill this person b'chayi gavne. Efshar sekum lemaisem daf arim utrach noch amol was mit dem Mogen Avraham. Ich will nicht sein berabim moire lemaisem. Eilig of Shlomo Zalman lemaisem you're allowed to do it. This is chidush what? I'll tell you b'derech agav sedo a sefer Pardes Yosef al Atere. I saw they printed a new print. I'm always going on. So it's coming from the Ger Rebbe dort. Meinig the alte Ger Rebbe dim Rehemes. So he brings down this kasha, how Zimri is allowed to kill Pinchas. If he will leave Kozvi, he will leave him. So Dr. Shteit, Asoro Nisim Nasu LePinchas. One of them that they got stuck together. When one night that he managed to pick them up, Shenit B'Kuechot Nasheini. Zimri couldn't leave. Primarily he was allowed to kill Pinchas. And he got a braira. Aber lo yotzir got a braira, ain't a chanam. No. Tzeich adam ha'arach. Aber, Arab Shem Zalman Yifrek. This is Chiddush number one. Zayim Shnei Mezamen Chiddush number two. This Chiddushim, I heard from him himself a couple times again, and a lot of them are in Shmira Shabbos in different places, B'Shem of Shnei Mezamen. I will start the following halachas. Chiddush number one. You have a choyle sheyesh bo sakone. He needs fire litten, a flashlight, to help him, to light. You need to check, we'll take the normal case. Someone fainted, you need to check him. And it's dark. Pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to put on the light. But it's dark in the room. And the other room is light, but the guy is sleeping there. So Shem Zalman, you're not mechuyev to knock on the door and to wake him up, but it's still in the middle of the night. Open the light in this room and check the person. Shmir Shabbos, Perek Lamed Beis, Seif Samachay. Another aloche. Someone is very sick, you know, it was snowing, got very cold. He got cold, you have to make him a chant, a warm chant. Adnishkin chant. The neighbor has a good chant. But the problem is, if you take it by night, tomorrow morning he has guests. So he tells you, this chant I need for the guest. We will cook a different chant for this choyle. I need a chant for machar. What does that mean, Shabbos Kodesh? I want to eat a chant. You pick a nefesh, I'll make you a chant. Shmir Shabbos Perek Lamed Beis, if I endal it. Another case of Shlomo Zalman spoke about, you're going in the street, it was a big storm in Shabbos, and the electric strings, wires, fell down on the street. You know, some of them, if you touch, you become ashes. Now, it's very dangerous, kids could touch it. So Shlomo Zalman is two aces. To stand there the whole Shabbos, be careful. Order to call the company, they come with a car and they fix it. So Shlomo Zalman, Chobagantze Shabbos, Chobaseder, Chobachavruse, call the company, they will come to fix it. You're not mechuyev to stand there. Shmir Shabbos, Perek Mem Aleph, Seif Chof Beis. Another halacha. your neighbor has to go to the hospital to give a baby, to bring a baby to the world. You know how to drive, but you know if you drive, you can't come back. We learned already. So you call the ambulance, and the yid comes with the ambulance. He drives back the ambulance. The ambulance also not had to come in Zurich. So Rosh Hashanah, call the ambulance. Well, I'll go now. What will be my ganze Shabbos? I'll be stuck in the hospital. Call the ambulance. What does he have to call the ambulance? No, Sechil Shabbos for no reason. So Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to.
I'm sorry.
What
is
your idea
exactly? Because with the ambulance,
I didn't explain yet.
Okay.
I didn't explain. As I told you, ambulance is not allowed to go back. In the case of the chunk, we said in the same neighborhood you're allowed to. We didn't explain it yet. The ambulance is allowed to go back. If a person goes to Manhattan, he's not allowed to go back. Zagim Shemazal, if he goes back, Mechaleleo Mois Yumus. If he goes back, if he's Shemazal. No shy about it. If you have an ambulance, you're allowed to go back. And after that, you're allowed to go back from Chava Kablan to Chava Chai Taib, and you look back to the ambulance. I have to explain why for the child. Now, a lot of people were cholik in Rav Shlomo Zalman with the grace of tkifas that all these cases are mamish chil Shabbos. And even if not, they said like this. And this, we said four cases, right? We said the ambulance, the electric, the chart, and the wires and the electricity. Even if we say that I don't have to knock on the neighbor to take his chart, I don't have to knock on the neighbor to use his light. Or the neighbor, for sure, is not allowed to put on the light in my room. He comes out from my room. You know, I can't have people now in my room. I don't want you to bring the sick people to my room. You need light? I will light up the light in your room. Shlomo Zalman says he's allowed to do that also. My room, I don't want to be messy. You stay outside. Because Nebuchadnezzar will put on the light for you. It sounds mamish. And Ander geschrieben of Shlomo Zalman, punktopsig, when I got to bake of Chil Shabbos. You matter everyone to Chil Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman written a whole tshuva in Siman Zion, very stark. No suffix, Zagreb Shlomo Zalman, you're allowed to do it. And what are sach rayas of them? The yesod of the raya is the same lomdas be'etzer from before, just a drop weiter. The Gemara says a kohen goes in the street and he finds a mace mitzvah. He's allowed to metame. Right? Everyone knows the Gemara. Why is he allowed to metame? He could go to the neighborhood, take five people, pay them $500, they will come to take the mes mitzvah. Tell us, I don't want to spend my money. Is he allowed to be metame? I odom chayav liten kol ma sheyesh lo yishlo ilav er alav. Usham is not negia. When it's a hutra, I'm not mechuyev to go out my way to change the hutra. Zogim Shlomo Zalman azay. I'm a katzer because I want to go to the point of it. Zogim Shlomo Zalman. If you yourself have money, you have a chant, and your son or your wife or yourself are sick, you can't say, this chant is for tomorrow, tonight I have pikuach nefesh. You have to eat the chant tonight and not have chant tomorrow. But if it's not your wife or family, that you meshuba to them, it's time of mitzvah and it's hutra, you don't have an inyan to spend your own convenience and your own mamanas to go out the way. Remember, I asked him, Shlomo Zalman, I went to his house, I don't remember why it was. And I told him, I have another case, I want to ask you in this case specific if I could say it in your name. A person goes to the hospital, he got a heart attack. So they have us an EKG, how do you call that, you know, they check, every EKG, as I say that, they check it. Now, they have two ones, they have electric one, that they put like, they connect you to all the tzaren, and they have the old-fashioned ones, you put the ears, and you put it on, and you hear. Okay, could be the electric ones are better, but Lama Zalman, they're the same. Now, you're the doctor. You could stand in the whole Shabbos on him like this, no chilul Shabbos. Or you could connect him to the machine, to the computer, and you could go back to your office to eat. If it's a problem, it beeps. So Rosh Hashanah, for sure. You want to eat, what, you're not supposed to talk? The guy's a Shabbos to stay? No. So Rosh Hashanah, I could say it with the Nusach. I remember walking near his house, to know it. You have to say it in this Nusach. Don't say the halacha. Shlomo Zalman bring one of his Shane Rais. I'll just tell you one more Rai. You know, I know that it's, again, not to do in Chishab until you check that it's exactly the case that we spoke on. You know, Bono Lehachmav and Imtzenu Mekilim. Aber Rav Shlomo Zalman by him it's poshut. He has an often a gemara. If you find a gacheles, you know what is a gacheles? In the street. The halacha is you're allowed to move it in Shabbos, even though it's muktzah de rabbanon, because it's a chashash ta kolish lo yikosh lo by rabbi. Klo? You find a koitz or a schuchis in the street, in Shabbos, if a glass breaks in the table, on the floor, in the Shabbos, we know you're allowed to sweep the floor and take it away. Even though it's muktzah, why are you allowed to? Shelo yaziku by rabbim, you're allowed to pick up. That's it, Aloch, you're allowed to pick it up. No, Shaili, you're allowed to pick it up. What? Someone, a broom, and I don't remember Shaili. Fayyid Shlomo Zalman HaShaila. Herzachain, I think, is a raya that no one in the world can answer Shlomo Zalman on it. You mutter to over the rabbonin of mukze, because you don't want little kids to get scratched. Fayyid Shlomo Zalman, a person is sitting in his house, and a huge fire, Libo Velipso Ruach, comes, and is going to burn the whole house. And you could call the fire engine, the goyim, to ask them to shut the fire. You're not allowed to. Isur de Rabbanon, Shemo Yechabe, you're not allowed to tell a guy to shut your fire. All of your house, today in our days with electricity wires, you know, it's all different coolers, Pikoach Nefesh, but on them. You live in a little village, you know, you have a little house on top of the mountain, and a huge fire is coming, you have to go out, Mazen Shalosh Seudos, and go out. And you know what happens in the end of the fire? You're left with nothing, only with your clothes. And you don't have a heter. צריך להפסיד כל מומוינה בשביל אליו ועוד רבונו. פרק רב שלו מזלמן, you found the gachelis on the street. What is the heter to mechal al mukce and to move it? Stand in the whole Shabbos. Not to be over the Yisod Rabbana. You know how much places in life you will have to stand after all of your house was burned? See, you'll have to stand to collect tzedakah, you'll have to stand in the, all these places that they give money to find a job, you'll have to stand for hours. But you don't have a heter to Mechal Shabbos, to Eivra the Rabbanon. So what is your heter here to move the mukta? The Teretz says, I'm not mechuyev to stand here to protect the street. I'm allowed to go away. Chazal can't tell me to stay. But mele, I'm allowed to move it. But when my money is going to burn, I'm not allowed to Mechal Shabbos. But when I have to stand here to protect the world, I'm not mechuyev to protect the world. That's the chiddush of Shlomo Zalman. Kum zurik im Shlomo Zalman, herzachayim. These things were not printed for different reasons. We'll start. I live in a kablam, and I'm a driver of an ambulance, and I got a call from Chai Taib, the bottom of the mountain of Arnof. I ran down with my ambulance, and lo yaleinu, the person was nifter. I'm stuck with the ambulance there. And it's pikuach nefesh to the neighborhood to be without an ambulance. But it's no problem, you could stay in the ambulance. Zog Reb Shlomo Zalman, you say, I'm not mechuyev to be the protector of Arnof this week. I'm walking home now to Ichon. I'm leaving the ambulance in Chai Taib. I'm not mechuyev to be the protector of Arnof. I'm a shubet to Arnof, they're not paying me. So I'm walking back to HaKablan. When you get to HaKablan, it's a modern matzav of pikuach nefesh. Because when someone gets heart attack, you have to run down to the ambulance to save him. So after you come to HaKablan, you're allowed to bring the ambulance up to HaKablan, because you need an ambulance near your house. Because if the ambulance will not be near your house, when it be next call, it will take you 20 minutes to run and puff till you get down, and then you can't even do mouth-to-mouth. You're not managed to do it. So the man is a pikuach nefesh, then the ambulance will be managed near you. So if it's a pikuach nefesh, so I don't have to go up and then bring the ambulance. I already go with the ambulance straight up. No, so, if I leave to HaKablan and then I get a call, I will have to be running down to be mamish in pikuach nefesh till I run down and I come with the ambulance. So I leave home and it becomes a pikuach nefesh to the neighborhood that no one is near the ambulance. So I could bring the ambulance to my house. So instead of going home and then going down and bring the ambulance, I take the ambulance and I go back home with it. Mele, you come to the neighborhood with the ambulance. Oh, no pikuach nefesh to the neighborhood. The ambulance came back. I'm not planning to sit here for Shabbos. I'm walking to my house to eat chant. Oh, it's a matzah pikuach nefesh. No one is near the ambulance. So I could bring the ambulance to my house. So I'm going straight. This is the reason Shlomo Zalman holds that it's mutter. So why Rav Shlomo Zalman made a cross? What? So why Rav Shlomo... So why Rav Shlomo Zalman made a cross? The Torah says it. Rav Shlomo Zalman said as it. You write that Mi'ikar Adin maybe it's mutter. Mi'ikar Adin it's mutter. You can't shtel a matzev in a neighborhood that people will start to move ambulance from places to places. This person will go to davening, will go with his ambulance. We will go, we're going to whole neighborhood. Then he wants to go for a walk with his kids. You know, if he goes for a walk, it's koach nefesh. So in Shabbos, you'll see him going back and forth with an ambulance. Le'yala alatas! He said, mekenish. Mekenish talon azay matzev. And this is the reason, in the paper that came out after 2 years of the Gantz Matzah of the Shmir Shabbos, ambulance that went out to a different street, Yishoer b'mekoimoy. Not allowed to go back. And every 6-7 hours, someone will come to change him. Again, now the Meister, they got a goy. Again, in the original letter from Shlomo Zalman, it says, he's allowed to go back with his ambulance. The shaila was, if he has to stay in the ambulance the whole Shabbos or not, Mi'ikar Adin is allowed to go back to his house. Lemaisa, he has to stand at the beginning of the neighborhood. What they did before they got the goy, so the Arnof is downhill. So what they did is, when they came to Arnof, before Arnof they pressed the gas, and they had like a piece of wood they left there. And then, I don't know exactly how they did it, but they didn't have to do nothing. The car just drove down without the brakes. I don't know how to drive, so I don't know exactly how they did it. I was so vague that they managed to get to the house without no melachas deiraisa. To go back, if they need the ambulance. If at Solen, if you go with the ambulance, if you go with your private car, we don't need you. The ambulance, if at Solen needs the ambulances in the neighborhood, huh? So you have to know. The shield you have to know. Be you say they're not. Be you say they're not. Again, if you're scared that later it will go off and this. But you have to know. If you chayzer with a goy, so then it's mutter. Then it's mutter. I had a maise, last Simcha Steire, my daughter fell. Kids are... The doctor's title was a pikuach nefesh. I have to take it to the hospital. Back and forth till one of the doctors came to my house and told me, "Fashtei nisht alamol pi aloche." You know, you say the doctor says, as long as this is mamash a pikuach nefesh, you mechuyu to take it to the hospital. The kitzur, I couldn't argue then, so I went to one of the atzola people to his house. So, with the, speaking on the radio, it was only a isur meloche derabonon, because they leave it on and low. And the light that is there is not a real electricity. It's a kind of chemical. Not a real battery. Not a real fire. And he ordered me a guy. The guy of Arnof, he ordered him that he will take me. So maybe the guy took me. So maybe we only went with the Rabbanan. But the shaila was, okay, for sure we came to the hospital. After 2 hours, the doctor said, Sigolish, you can go back home. So the shaila was how to go back home. So I said, the Maya said, Itiru Seifa Mishum Tchilosa. So the Maya said, I'm allowed to go back with a kid, with a guy. I'm allowed to go back with a guy. But the Maya said, at first I was not supposed to if it's Seifa Mishum Tchilosa. And also the Maya said, I could go with a foot from Shara Tzedek back to Arnav. My kid can't. So my kid is a Chole de Rabbanon. So Chole de Rabbanon, the Maya said, allowed to do Amir Le'akum. So what I did is, lemaise, for a choyle de Rabbanan, you're allowed to make a mirror le'akum. For a choyle gomu, you're allowed to. Mele cotton is a choyle, maybe you're allowed to ever eat the Rabbanan by a mirror le'akum. But still, that is also a tilu sefer mishum tchilosoi al yidei akum. So I ordered a guy, again, to the guy of the hospital, and the kid, I told him that he has to take the kid back home. And already when he was taking back the kids, so I jumped into the car also. So Mele, it's not even a mile of the shiur. The Maya said the guy didn't do no melacha for me. The Maya said he's allowed to take the kid anyway. But I'm sitting in the car, b'teichat chum. I'm not getting tired to me, noch yontav, that is nish b'seida. I asked the Shmir Shabbos from Samanish Givenchain, and he told me that I did the right thing. Aber nicht alle am asking, was ist die richtige Sache. And that, I want just to finish, as Meretaf Refuah, mit Ashenem Maises, given in Bnei Brak, Regea Zeit to the Indian Zeit, the Parsha Zeit, the Sugya, it's given a Maise in Bnei Brak Azeh. Two Yidden were fighting, Lachter Hashem Shomayim, and one of them hit the other person, and he fell on the floor completely, and he lost conscience, and ganz, kids, they were sure that he got brain damage. They took him to the hospital, and they started to make all of these x-rays and scans and CAT scans and CTs and all these achim. Bekitzer, they started to check. After 2 hours of checking, 3 hours of checking, the guy, Baruch Hashem, gets up. Everything is all right. So the hospital was happy, Baruch Hashem, thank you, no damage. He's planning to leave. They give him a bill, $20,000. Bekitzer, he goes to Beis Din and he's tiver the market to pay him ripui. Rak shifta ipui, and the rapper rapper. Zog the mapper, ripui from what? I gave you a bang, you fell asleep for 3 hours, you woke up. I didn't brain damage you. Just gemeint. So you made a picture and you found that I didn't do it. So what I pay you and what I didn't do, I don't have to pay it. They went to a Beis Din Choshev in Bnei Brak. And they passed him that he has to pay. And meet Rebel Povalsky, he told me the Maise. He tells me, Beis Din Shal Gazlonim, hey! Herzach Heinzidah, Beis Din Shal Gazlonim! How do you get past him such a psak? Tell me, I'll give you a marshal. A person takes 2 cups of water, puts poison in 1 cup, and starts to mix the cups very quick. Then he takes 1 cup, pours it into your mouth. And you're not sure if you're poisoned or not. So you run to the hospital, you make all the blood tests, it was water. He pays you ripui. Gonish Gimat, I gave you water. I gave you a bag, it was Gimat's brain. Gimat x-ray, cat scan, Gonish. What's this, the ripui? Tyro Bovalski is often a taste of Bobby Kamel Amit Gimel that you put to. Often a taste of Bobby Kamel Amit Gimel Amud Aleph. Hazei is mocher in Teisus. Teisus zogt in Bobe Kame Daf Lamed Gimel that loy mashkachas lo ripui bebeheime. Why? Because man of shach, if the price goes down, sell it. By Adam, you can't sell yourself. Teisus du amasr lefotru me'arbo odvor. Frek terbel, lechzor chor apashtem afkemine. You gave a zak clap to a shoyer. Now no one wants to buy him because maybe he's the brain damaged. But you can't charge the mazik. I'm telling you, maybe it'll wake up soon. So at Tzripui, if at Nezek, you can't charge for it. You have to prove. But at Tzripui, you're allowed to make all these scans. Is the raya sinish mechayev at Tzripui? Irgefrekt of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, I came in to ask him, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach told me, he has to pay. This is Bichlal Ripui. This is Bichlal Ripui. He said, you go to the hospital, they check 100 blood tests, and they give you 1 treatment. All this dust is the same from Ripui. So, and the water, he says, Nishken Make. And the water says, Nishken Make. But dust is a Make. Remember, I told him, Rebbe, versteht nicht. He told me a lot of people are waiting in line, and we finished the. So we'll stop here.
I see the fire from the house.